Today's shiur is being sponsored by Menachem Levitz and the Schus of the Kedusha of his son Shimon, Yud, and Shmuel. They should all go in the right way with all of our children, Mitzvah Shem Tov Nachis Bracha. And also, Rabbi Nachman, Lezech and Ishmael's father, Avi Noam, the Neshom Shem and Aliyah, and the whole family, Shalmi Simcha, Nachis Me'atav Adolam. Okay, let's go. We're on page Gimel, and this Maimer from Rav Motel. On the bottom, where it says, "Om Yachash Nisboir." Now we're getting to the pnimius of the sugya. Rabin, what's your grandfather? Avinoam Ben Chaim. Shem Shalom Aliyah. Now that we've learned that Shmiras HaBris is Nogea Mamish LeKedushas HaYahadus, all of Yiddishkeit, the two psachim of Emuna and Shmiras HaBris is Nogea Mamish LeKedushas HaYahadus. The Kedushas HaYahadus is Shmiras HaBris. Inyan B'nibuch Har Yisrael. We were learning last week the birur that took place between Esav and Yaakov. Between Esav and Yaakov. And Esav could have been, Esav sold the Bechara. And now after HaKadosh Baruch Hu signed the shtar forever, that each and every one of us is called B'ni Bechara Yisrael. The Kedushas HaBechara, that chasima, the chasim of the ois bris kodesh of a Jew. Hine mitoich kach boim shnei hafachim elu, shieishnam be'inyin zeh sh'amarnu le'el. We're going to learn something very remarkable. We'll just be able to get started a little bit today. Sh'arei kla yisrael haim mulim be'etzem. We are learning for a while that kla yisrael, a Jew is a person who is Be'etzem has a bris mila. Sometimes there's a technicality that for whatever reason he can't have a bris on the eighth day. Sometimes there's a person who can't have a bris for years, if God forbid there's a health issue. Or it could be there's a Jew who was raised in the Soviet Union and he didn't have any shaykhis to bris mila. But he's a Jew. And a Jew is, as we learned, is Be'etzem is gemalt. Even if he didn't have the bris, and that's pending, it needs to get taken care of. But he be'etzim is called a nimal. And halachi is called a nimal. We learn that. Vina ma mina be'etzim. Same thing when it comes to the other Pesach, when it comes to Amuna. When it comes to the dam of the Korban Pesach, a Jew, even though right now there's a technicality, there's a problem, that right now he's not feeling Amuna, and right now he's not conscious of his Amuna, but he also is B'ni Bechari Yisrael and has Emunas Yisrael and he's a mom in Be'etzem. V'nogei b'yisoides elu harizem miskachish la'yihadish shelo. And a Jew who turns away, who rejects these two openings, these two psachim of Kedushas HaBris and Emunah, he's turning away from Yiddishkeit. He's denying the essential reality of who he is in the world. He's being miskachesh in the etzem of who he is. There are people who, lo aleinu, are struggling with that in terms of identifying themselves. I never ever dreamt I would have these conversations with Jews, but I am having more of them over the past year and a half, where there are Jews who, men who think that they're women, and women who think that they're men. So there's such a thing that a person could be miskachesh in the very identity of how they were made in the world. It's no less shocking and no less startling. It's just less obvious, maybe, in many ways, but it's no less shocking that a Jew is miskachesh, that he rejects, he denies, and he tries to run away from the way that he was created. A Jew was created with Kedusha and with Emunah. You could run away from that. you could run away. The same way that you could run away from being a man, or you could run away from being a woman. Well, it's not the same way, so it's very different. But you can do that. We never thought it was possible to run away from the etzem of who you are. That's one of the giluyim, the sad giluyim of our times, that it's possible to run away from the etzem of who you are. Not just what you do, or what your how your parents raised you. You could run away from your identity completely. So the identity of a Jew is Kedusha and Emunah, and you could run away from that. But so Pagam Noira Ad Ma'od. It's a terrible, terrible Pagam Noira Ad Ma'od. When a person runs away from his identity. One of the saddest things in the whole story of Purim, because we only like concentrate on the happy stuff. So, but there is a sad part of Purim. That's the fact that we're all having a good time, but Esther's stuck with Ahasuerus, you know. It's a very sad part of Purim. I try not to think about it. She is the one that saved us all, and everything had a great ending for the rest of us. But Lamaisa, she spent her life with Ahasuerus, and that was very unpleasant for her. And according to the day that she was actually married to Mordechai, aside from the halachic problems that this creates, I'm not going into now, that expression of karka olam and what that means, and aside from the Chazal have such a lashon that Esther was tovelas v'yosheves b'cheikos shel Mordechai, she would go to the mikveh and she would be b'cheikos shel Mordechai, she would live with her husband, and then she would have to go and to live with Ahasuerus. It can't be masik such a thing. What that means, it can't be masik. What that is, how does one hold on to one's identity when you're living a double life? That's the question. That's the issue that is at the core of Esther Hamalka. Of her identity. How did she remain Esther Malka when she had to do this? Go back and forth. And they were talking about something more serious than getting on the train and going to the city. You understand? She lived a double life. Again, without getting into the halacha subject. What does that mean? And how does one hold on to one's identity? So we spoke about this a little bit 2 weeks ago, how the tzaddikim say, Chazal say that she didn't go herself, she sent a shade. Remember we spoke about that? Mm-hmm. What does that mean? What does it mean she didn't go herself, she sent a shade? It means that she never lost her identity. She did do that. She lived with Ahasuerus, but she never saw that as the person that she was. And the goal that we're working on here is, aside from trying to get better in this area of Kedushas HaBris, us and our kids and everybody, aside from that, it's even if you're not there yet, but still know that you are that person, that's you're an Ish Kodesh. Know that you have that. Know that you are that. Don't sell yourself. Don't try to change your identity. Because what happens to a lot of the Chevra is that if they're not doing well in this Inyan, they just start a new identity. They just take a new identity. The same way that there's this bacher that told me that he wants me to call him now by a girl's name. I said, I'm going to have a hard time with that. You got to give me some time to work on that. I know you for a long time as a Rammel, and now you want me to call you Sarala. It's going to be hard for me. You know, I go, I'll try. I said, I'm going to work on it, but it's hard for me. But he has changed his identity. He got some shots. He's starting to buy clothing. And he wants to be called by a girl's name. So how do you struggle with things that are different than you and not give in and change your identity? That's a big problem that the kids are having. Adults as well. Not to change your identity. The most heroic thing about Esther Malka is that she remained Esther Malka. While she was over there in Shusha, she remained Esther Malka. And that's the Nisayon that we're having before Mashiach comes. how to remain Mordechai and still hang out b'Shar HaMelech. It's not so poshut. So it's a pagam ad noira to lose your identity. Pagam ad noira to lose your identity. Ad ma'od, noira ad ma'od. Noira ad ma'od to lose your identity. This is what we're talking about. On the other hand, since these two inyanim of Kedusha and Amuna are the Atzmius of Yisrael of a Jew, but that does mean the good news about that is that it's not possible for a Jew to ruin that, to destroy it. It's not possible to destroy it. I don't know how it works with these chevra nebuch that are changing their genders. I don't know. Are you able to change it back? I don't know scientifically if that happened. Like, what happens if someone does that and then they regret it? Can you revert back? You know, like you come back 2 weeks later and you're returning like to Costco or something. You know. I changed my mind. I think it was a mistake. You know, I don't want to go to the beauty parlor or something. I regret it. I'd rather you know, go through the Bismedrus. I don't know. Could be not. I don't know how that works. But as far as this is concerned, it's always reversible. It's always retractable. No matter how much a person has spent his entire life screaming that he is not a Jew and fighting against everything in his emunah and his kedusha, since be'etzim he is, that's who he is, therefore he could always return. That's the good news. That's the good news. Because Yisrael afo pishachati Yisrael hu. Yisrael afo pishachati Yisrael. That a Jew, no matter how terribly he sins, he's a Yisrael. Ve'yef sholavatel en yonim elu m'klal Yisrael. And since Hashem signed on it, Bini Bukhar Yisrael, it's not possible to take that away from the Jew. It's impossible to take that away from the Jew. Or that he should throw it away. It's not possible. Va'afilo ha'poigim behem, and even a person who's poigim in these things, Amuna and Kedusha, ein atzmius ha'mishtanis mach miskein, the atzmius of who he is not affected. Isn't changed. The atzmius isn't changed. Davka, because of the unbelievable chumrah, the a person who's not a mammon or a person who's a pagan in the bris, there's nothing more chumrah than these problems. There's nothing stricter than these in yonim. But davka, because of that, he called to love besoyfai. That itself brings to the kulis, which means that a Jew has to know that when you want to do tshuva in these two areas, when it comes to Kedushas HaBris and when it comes to Muna, that it's davka returning to your, getting back to your natural habitat. So it's returning to the very essence of who you are, which is the easiest place to come back to. It's the easiest place to come back to. Because that's who you are. If you have parents who have been speaking English, they're actually foreigners, but they've been speaking English for a while, so you know that when they get worked up, if you speak a foreign language, then b'shas ma'aseh, you return to that, and it's a very easy thing to return to. That's who you are. The mamaloshen of a Jew is Amun and Kedusha. All the other languages that we've picked up over the years, it's a foreign language, a second foreign language. It's not the etzem of who we are. So when you come back to, when you want to come back to Kedusha, now if you tell this, of course, to somebody who, God forbid, is in a really bad place and he's addicted to chas v'chalila, to pornography or something, and you tell him, you know, it's not hard for you to come back, he'll get very hurt and insulted by that. And what are you talking about? I'm trying so hard to come back. I can't come back. And if you ever heard some drasha or some speech or some sikha that says that you can't come back, or this is the hardest thing to come back from, that that only confirms what he suspects as being the truth, that he's finished. But Reb Motl is explaining, b'inyan ma shebehechrech yesh l'kach tikkun. Behechrech yesh l'kach tikkun. There must be a tikkun. Because something which is be'etzem, there must be a tikkun. Things that are not be'etzem. If you decide right now that chas v'shalom, you're not going to be careful to chal v'yisrael the rest of your life, you could probably go like that. You know, that's not the etzem of a person, or this chal v'yisrael, or it's chal of stam. It's not the etzem. It's an embellishment, but it's not the etzem of a person. But when it comes to kedushas habris, when it comes to emuna, it's behechach yesh lekach tikkun. Behechach yesh lekach tikkun. Zo inyin shnei hafachim elu haboim ke'echad binyan zeh. So these are the two hafachim that we've been talking about. On the one hand, it's the biggest pgam, most horrible sin. But on the other hand, it's natural to repair it. The Mekevim says, O inyin chomer kol kach, eshakola yahadis tluya, but davka, because all of Yiddishkeit, that's what the Zohar is megala. Everybody knows the Zohar says, you know, you can't do tshuva for this pagam. Like every yeshiva bacher heard this somewhere. You know, of course, we're going to learn the Zohar, and that's not true. But the Zohar is megala, that's exactly what Ramatos explains here, but the Zohar is megala, the chumra of this inyan of bris. By being megala that, the Zohar was also being megala what? The absolute certainty of our return to that. And that there's no question, it's beyond any question, that one can return to it. That each and every person can return to it. Once the Zohar was Megala, the Pnimius of the Inyan of Briz, and the Zohar says it's a strong Lashinus. So everybody just picks up on the negative part of that. What Reb Motl is teaching us here, what we're learning now, is that the Zohar is Megala, the Pnimius of the whole Sugya of what it means to be a Jew. And the Etzem of a Jew is Kedusha, is B'nei B'char Yisrael. That means that person, even the moment after he did that Aveira, the moment after he was Pagim in this, in one second, he could turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to remind himself, and that is an excuse to continue, but there's a way of returning. I'm the Ben HaBachor, I could change this. I'm not stuck. No matter what the therapist told me, or what it says in books, or what it says online, I'm not, this is not my identity. We're going to learn. Hashem is Mamsi Tikunim Nifloim. Now many of these Tikunim Nifloim have been revealed only in the past generation or two. Tikunim Nifloim. Wondrous Tikunim. And Tikunim that are doable, manageable. Tikunim Nifloim. The Chenami Kederach Shnesbar Binyin Hemuna. Even a Jew who doesn't feel any emuna, he feels like a rock, doesn't feel any emuna at all. He still must try to believe that be'etzem he's a mamen. And therefore, to continue to daven, and to continue to say the words ani mamin, because it's not just saying I believe, it means I'm a believer. Ani mamin, I am a mamin. Not like, one shouldn't, when you say those words ani mamin, you shouldn't look like there's something like ani mamin, like I'm going to work, or I'm going to have lunch. That's not how you should think of when you say the words ani mamin, I'm going to do something. Ani mamin is my identity. Ani mamin, the ani of who I am, ani, who am I? I'm a mamin. One of the tzaddikim said, like, they have, you know, that test that they, I don't know if they do it anymore, but I used to see on television that they would, was it a Russia that was, you know, they take out a picture and then you say what it reminds you of. Rorschach. What's it called? Rorschach. 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 Okay, what, I said it wrong? Okay, whatever it's called. But you know what I'm talking about, that there's a picture they take out and they ask the guy, and they take him out first. What do you associate that with, right? So we used to have, like, kids would play games of association, and So there was a, I once told you, I remember seeing many, many years ago in high school that there was a famous Jewish comedian. He's a Mishunadikimensh. I think he's probably still alive, but he was, he made a lot of movies, very Mishunadikimensh. And in one of the scenes, so he, his parents sent him to a therapist. Like, he was mamish, a sick guy, you know. His parents sent him to a therapist. And what?
He's sicker in real life.
Yeah, it's much sicker in real life, I'm sure. and he went to a therapist, and the therapist taking out these drawings. And every single drawing that the therapist takes out, he goes, "Oh, that's a disgusting picture of a, like a girl, you know, and a guy." You know. Every single picture takes out a picture of a dog. "Oh, that's a girl." Every single picture. So, like, the therapist said, finally, like, he says to the patient, he said, "You know, you have a one track mind." He said, "I have. They're your pictures. You're the guy that has this stuff. I don't know. I have a one track mind. Like, you bought them." A Jew has a one-track mind, Batson. In other words, Ani Mamon is not like something I'm going to do. Ani Mamon, like Ani Mamon means the Ani is Mamon. So anything that you take out of, anything that you show this person, he says, what? Emunah. Hashem is Baruch, Hashem is Baruch, Hashem is Baruch. By tzaddik, it's a very conscious thing. Every single thing that the tzaddik sees, everything's Hashem, 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 Hashem. Any game of association or this test that you make with a tzaddik, so anything that you show him, he says, "Ah, the Baishal. Ah, the Baishal." Then you show him something horrible, and he says, "Ah, the Baishal." That's what it means. Ad liyada ben arham lebaruch Mordechai. Because whatever you show the tzaddik, it's always Hashem is Baruch. Ad liyada, but even you show him a picture of Haman, he goes, "Ah, Hashem is Baruch." He showed a picture of Mordechai. He goes, "Ah, Hashem is Baruch." So how could they both be like this? How's it possible that Haman's Hashem is Baruch and Mordechai is Hashem is Baruch? So he takes a little bit and he pauses and says, "L'chaim, l'chaim." And Purim, a Jew can come to such a place where it's Einob Mavado in such a way that when you show him Haman, he says, "Hashem is Baruch." You show him a picture of Yerushalayim, Hashem is Baruch. You show him a picture of Auschwitz, Hashem is Baruch. It's Ad L'Yod. It's in such a place. Because Ani Maman doesn't mean something that I do, it means who I am. That's what it means. Ani Maman. Ani Maman. I am a Maman. And Hemanti Kedab, like it says in the Salam of Sfarim. And to say that over and over, Be'etzim Ani Maman. And the whole avoid of our lives is to be magala, to bring out, to try to bring out that emun in ourselves, to bring that out. Imkain, because if it's not out, it means that there's some malfunction. Something's wrong. Something's blocking. There's a problem. Imkain, hinei hu adin b'ni shemir zabris. The same thing with shemir zabris. Now, afilu mi shenichshal chas v'shalom b'nyin zeh, that even a person who chas v'shalom is nichshal in this, he's not doing well. Mikol makom olav leida bebirur ki be'etzem hinei shemir habris. Ani shemir habris. No matter how much zera levatala, God forbid, a person has spilled in his life, you cannot be mevatal the atzmius if in being a shemir habris. It's not an excuse, chas v'chalila, to continue. It's a way to come back. Therefore, he can't accept and settle and to deceive himself. And to say that he's over legamre, that he's totally lost. What we're learning now is the shorish of all chizik, all his chaskas, not just in the area of shemir zabris, but especially in these two areas of emunah and bris. But really, it's the shorish of all chizik that a person can take in his life. Physically, the person is not shemir zabris. That's the meaning of Shemir Zabris. To guard that truth within oneself. That regardless of how Bepoel things are not going the way they should, that Be'etzim, that I'm a Shemir Habris. Now, what is the reason that this is so severe? What is this? Emunah, I think we all understand. But what is it about Kedushas HaBris? What is that? So Be'inyan Chaymer HaPegam Shel Chet HaYedua. So he begins to explain one part of this. It's a very, very big sugya. Because part of the problem is that the kids, no one explains to them, like, why is this so big? What's wrong with this? The rest of the world is doing this. It's a biological thing. I don't mean anything bad. It's just it's a physical need like I have with eating and sleeping, so I have this need. Like, what's bad about it? What is it? So, when you chaymer pgam, regarding the chaymer of this pgam, the seriousness of this pgam, there's something deeper. The noida ki azar kodesh machmir ma'oid binyan zeh, as it's known, the Zohar Kodesh is very strict with this inyan. Ubesvar makdash herichula ma'anisam liten eitzois ha'eich loshu b'tshuv al chayt zeh. Because the Zohar seems to be closing the door and just leaving a tiny little crack. The Svar makdash are helping us and giving eitzes how to like take that little crack, that opening, and to make it bigger. Because the Zohar leaves very, very little opening. And if you read the Zohar the wrong way, and you read it very, very superficially, then you can come to the conclusion that Chas HaShalom, that Rabbi Shimon has closed the door on us, that it's finished, which can't be, because as we learned, it's not possible. The novel of our inyan zeh, mat tam hechniru b'chayt zeh, the gabi inyan hatshuva, yoyisim ha'asher ha'kol sharech ha'tayim. So why is it that the Torah, that the Torah had nisteres, you don't see it in Chumash as much, or you don't see it even in the Gemara. There is in the Gemara, but it's not as open as the other, as other affairs. Chumash certainly not. So why is it that that the Gabi this chait we don't see by other sins such Chumash, such a strict thing? The Yivua Behektem. Now listen. This is a muscle that he gives that's going to be very, very helpful to us. Dine kol aver yesh la inyan miyuchad mishala. Ash lagabi inyan misuyim ze yesh no chayme baverizu yesu al shara averiz. He says that if you take any avera and you isolate that avera and you study that avera, you examine, you analyze. Like, for instance, nowadays you can go to this farm store and you could buy like a two volume set. Each volume has 500, 600 pages on whatever your favorite avera happens to be. Right? So there could be like on Shatnez. So you could buy, it's not like you used to have to look through a Rambam here in the Mishnah. You could buy now multi volume thing on Shatnez. And when you read the Hakdom of the Sefer, I'm not thinking of a particular sefer, but they have Svarim like this, right? Whatever the Aveira is. I saw when I was in Eretz Yisrael, there's a whole thing that came out on mixed swimming, Rechitza Mu'arevas. 700 pages, top, bottom, you know, little Marma Kermis, and then in the back, like some sugyas, learning the sugya. Now, when you read the Hakdama to any of these Svarim, one thing you come out with very clear: there's no bigger avera in the world than mixed swimming. So then you take a look up from the Hakdama, because he's making a pitch for the sefer, right? So you take a look, you sit up from that, and you say, I knew you're not allowed to do that, but I thought Chazer is worse, you know? Or I thought maybe Ritzicha. You know, I had no idea that mixed swimming is like. I didn't know that. Because then there's going to be a whole chapter at the end that you see in the table of contents, that there's going to be a whole maimer in halacha about explaining that be'etzem this is yoharig v'al'yav. In other words, that you have to die, not to jump into that pool. So then you're thinking, oh, wow, oh. I didn't know that. I guess I better be careful, you know. I better learn this sefer to see what's going on with Rechitza Mu'arevas. And you could do that by like any aveira, like if you have derisas, abundance, whatever it is, you go to the swarms. So nowadays you have like in every subject, both positive, the essays, and the loisa essays. And when you learn that, you look at that loisa essay. So like there's some swarm written on answering a many yesh meirava, right? Which by the way is a very big thing. Right? So is rechitzim meiravas. But now you get the sefer on amen, right? So remember there was some lady or something that was going around with this thing with amen. So again, it comes out like, wow, if you don't answer amen, like you're going to Gehenna. I never knew like it was such a big thing. I know that it says like, you know, amen yeshiva rabba, that's like all kinds of, it's a good thing if you answer amen yeshiva rabba. I didn't know that it was like the most important mitzvah of the Torah. That's an interesting thing that you see in our generation, that because of the way that Svarim are written nowadays, that they have these specialty Svarim, right? So when the Chofetz Chaim came up with Shemir Solution, all of Klai Yisrael went, whoa, I didn't know. I didn't realize. So what Ramadol is saying is that every Aveir has an Inyan Miyuchad Mishalo, Ashlagab Inyan Misu Miyazeh, Yesh No Chayimba Bavarizu, Yesu Al Shahar Aveirs. And in that Inyan of that Aveir, when you examine it and you dissect it, there is a certain sad, that's what these authors are picking up on. There is a certain sad of a chumra in that inyan that makes it different from all other aveiros. That's why it's a separate aveir. In other words, there is such a thing. These fellows that they're writing, these Talmid Chacham, they're not altogether wrong. And I'm not making fun of it, chas v'shalom. Why is it that neshama picked up on that inyan? That's something else. But there's a connection to that mitzvah or to fix that aveir. But there is a certain side. There is a certain side. There is a certain aspect like that. All of us could spend the rest of our lives learning tzitzis. Because till 120, we can learn the Indian of tzitzis. In halacha, in machshava, in kabbalah. We can learn the Indian of tzitzis. And if we would do that, we would see that tzitzis is shkula kenegda kala tarakula. And that explains also where you will find many Maamar Chazal, where they'll speak about a certain mitzvah and say it like tzitzis, and say, because it has the tayag, says, shkula keneged kol ha-Torah kula. So tzitzis is shkula keneged kol ha-Torah kula. Every mitzvah and every aveir has a tzad like that, that it's the most important thing in the world. And if you ask a kasha, but how could it be that there's 613 and each one's the most important? And then if you go with all the minyan mitzvahs, it's their ices are abundant, it's 6 million. And each one is the most important. Each one is the most important. Like everybody that comes collecting tzedakah at your door, right? What does he tell you? He says, there was never, ever in the history of the world an inyan like what I'm collecting for today. And so what are you collecting for? Hachnas is kal. So you say, what, no girl ever, there was never a poor girl that needed like hachnas is kal. You don't know who this Kala is. You don't understand what's going on in our town, wherever, in some place, you know, in Arad. You don't know what we're having over there, about the economy. And then by the time the guy, if he's good, but you're already crying now, he's already got you to a place where you believe that there was never a Hachnasas Kala until this moment. It never happened. If he's good at it, there was never a Hachnasas Kala till now. All of history was waiting for this one opportunity that I have now, Hachnasas Kala. And any other Hachnasas Kala he had, it was only a seif, or a seif katan, of this Hachnasas Kala, of the Meshulach who's coming to raise for his niece, or something from Arad. Those are the guys that are good, they can mamish bring you to that place. And there's a tzad that's true. There's something about it that's true. That's what makes it so compelling. There is something about it. Now, when it comes to Chil Hashem, when it comes to Chil Hashem, we don't find it in halacha that a person is chayiv, mises bezdin. There's no skila. You don't get skila for Chil Hashem. But everybody knows that when it comes to Chil Hashem, then the Rambam, the Hilchashuv, and the Gemara, the different types of kapara. comes to Chil Hashem, it's not regular tshuva. You got to do super tshuva. It's not enough regular tshuva and Yom Kippur. It's only with all of that stuff plus dying, right? Like this. V'lo b'yom kippur m'chaper. Even Yom Kippur doesn't have the ability to finish off the kapara when it comes to Chil Hashem. V'lo b'yisur l'marek. And even suffering doesn't finish it off. Elokulon toilin amisim amrekis. Only with death. See, these are the frequencies that we all picked up on when we were learning, right? Like we heard these things. We heard these things. And then on top of that, as you get older, see, every now and then you look into these things about how it says that this affair is talking of the worst affair, and you said, how? And then he brings you like 25 Maimer Chazal to say that if you ever did this, this is the worst affair that a Jew could ever do. There's no such thing, there's anything worse than that. You had people that they were arguing over the Erev, let's say, by the Erev in Borough Park. But there was like such a milchama, the Erev in Borough Park. So the people that were connected to Erev in Borough Park, they spoke ke'ilu. There was no bigger Erev that ever happened in the world. I don't know if you remember that time. I don't know if they're still talking about it. But it was, there was no bigger Erev. If you're carrying in Borough Park on a Shabbos, you're the biggest Oifrov, you're the low, not Oifrov, you're the biggest Mnuvel, the biggest Mushchas, you're Mechal Shabbos Befahesia. And you see people use these Lashonis, Mechal Shabbos Befahesia. There are big Talmid Chacham that said that it's a Kosher Eruv. There are others that say that it's not. Yeah, but this one's Gadol is bigger than your Gadol. So there's a very fine thing that this Gadol is bigger than that Gadol. But Ad Kedei Kach, the difference makes me into a I'm a Chal Shabbos, really? I'm a Machal Shabbos if I carry in Flatbush. Now, don't get me wrong, I would never do that, personally. And Rav Moshe Feinstein gets me nervous, very, very nervous. But, and I mean, in a good way, Rav Moshe Feinstein. But, Ad Kedei Kach, that the other person, I'm a Chal Shabbos. Or you take the Indian, let's say, the another hot topic, like Tzionis, right, Zionism. Okay, we say we have some friends here from Williamsburg. I hope that's okay. I know that brings back a lot of good memories. So when you look in the Hisnagdus to Zionism, it's like there's no, and they're big people that wrote these things. And I'm offer tachas kapas raglem, not much, not the spit of their mouths. But you would think that there's no bigger avera than believing in the modern state of Israel. There's no bigger avera for a Jew. It's keneged kol Torah kula. It's shkula keneged kol mitzvah Torah. It's every avera. When you look in these svarim, it's biyaharg val yaver. Sof kol sof, it's a machloikis and hashkof and deis. And there are very, very big erlich yidden, big holy Jews that said this way, and there are big holy Jews that said that way. There was a very holy Jew, the Lev Avraham, Rav Avraham Weinfeld, he wrote a sefer Tshuvas Lev Avraham. He was a Mordechai Yid. He died a young man. We've learned some of his Tshuvas and Chaburas over the year. It's very hard to get the sefer. When they came out, I mean, in certain neighbors, they burned all this from, because what he had one thing in there, where he said, look, I have this question of Zionism. He said, Yesh Deis Lekan, Yesh Deis Lesham. We don't know. That's what he said. He said, we don't know. And he said, the way that you were raised, then if that's how you were raised, then fine. If you were raised Ba'ad, in favor of it, Yofi. And if you're raised Keneged, those are your Rebbein, then fine, stick to your Rebbein. Oh, he got into such trouble. That's why it's hard to get this far. He got into such trouble. He was a huge sadik. He himself was a Klausenberger, later on. So, an Ish Kodesh Moed. I davened a few times in his Beis Medrash in Muncie. He had all different kinds of Jews over there, Lubavitches and Strimels and Kippot Sugot. By Lachad Doidi, he was jumping on the table. He was an Eish Lahav. He was a fire, mamish a fire. What was his maskana? I can show you. I have it here. The maskana is, we don't know. I don't know. Could you say something which is borer? Is it absolutely clear beyond the shadow of a doubt that a person who's a Tzioni, a person who's a Zionist, that he's a Rosha, he's a Kaifer, that he's like should be burned at the stake? Could you say such a thing? And then the other one, let's say the modern guy, who he was raised in the milk of the Medina and all of that stuff, and Yom HaTzmaut and the whole business of the state, and that every single guy that he's every you tell him you say the word to him satmer, he goes peh satmer, and they don't believe in the state, and they're vishoyim, and I'm not giving them a penny because of all that they don't believe in. Who said that? Can you say that for sure? So what the Lev Avraham said is, no, I don't know. And he said to Etzem, he said, nobody could really know for sure. Nobody knows for sure. All you could do is to take your yellow highlighter and whatever your neshama connects to, you start highlighting. That's all. So the one who's keneged, everywhere he sees any kind of a statement that talks about, you know, im ta'irum ta'irus ahav ashetechbats, he's just like there's a chidah someplace in one of the 5,000 from the chidah. There's like in a parenthesis, the chidah wrote something that sounds like really anti-Zionist. It's highlighted. And no one ever saw that chidah. Like maybe like this one guy in Morocco or someplace that saw that chidah. But somehow this got highlighted by that tzaddik. Because he was on fire with this Indian and he loved Jews and he saw this as being that which is in the way of Mashiach coming. And then you'll take Reb Tzvi Yehuda Cook, Zichron Levracha. And Reb Tzvi Yehuda will come up with things also from like, oh, no one ever saw this like sentence. And then he took it and he made it into this is like the state of Israel. And he had his highlight. Who ever heard of this? Whoever saw this? Even his father never mentioned it. Where did he come up with that? And this, if you don't believe in the state, you're not a Yid, you came out not Jewish. Who were these kind of things? And there's a tzad in each of them. There is a tzad like that. There is a tzad in each one like that. That's one of the most remarkable things about Torah. And to appreciate this and all of its beauty, one has to learn the sugi of Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. And what does that mean? Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. And how Tzvi Yehuda was a tzaddik, and how the Samra was a tzaddik, and Shemayim, they're best friends. I believe 100% they're best friends. No question in my mind that they're best friends. But in this world, it came down in such a way, like this and like that. So when it comes to Chil Hashem, the Nigla Ba'ozna Hashem Savokzi Mechupa Oven Hazel Lachem Ad Temisun, that's the pasuk that Chazal. That only death can be Mechaper on Chil Hashem. Ubir Oimek Inyan Achaymer Shal Oven Chil Hashem Lagabi Inyan Hachzor Hachuva Olav. Who to do tshuva? Who carve l'inyan achaymer sheyesh b'inyan zel gabi pkam abriskel to yivuyah? So he's going to use this as a way to explain to us what is the tzad hachumra? What is that chumra of pkam habris? Why is it that the Torah, especially in Pnimis the Torah, there's so machmir in this inyan of pkam habris? Why? What's the inyan? But again, you could really put that you could put every mitzvah and every aveir under that microscope. And you'll see that sad. Over Chalzais, when it comes to Pagamar Biz, why is it that Rabbi Shimon and the Ariya Kaddish, what is it about this Inyan that made it such a big thing? So he's going to explain using Chil Hashem and Mitzvahs Bechlal and other various Bechlal, and then to take us back to the Inyan of Pagamar Biz in a very simple way to be able to get a sense of what that is. We'll continue next week, Bezer Shem.